that you gotta be both. It's either you're big or you're tall or you're both.
If you are wondering what you just heard, that was a preview of what our Patreon members get to hear, because we take a part of the podcast and we put it in our exclusive members only Patreon account, so you guys can go over there and listen to exclusive content that cannot be heard anywhere else. If you want to become a part of the Patreon member, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/XL Tribe and sign up, guys. It's only $5. I made it that price so that more people would be able to support the brand that they absolutely love, that consistently brings them content that either helps them become more confident or helps you all discover something about yourself you didn't know was already there. So go ahead and head over to patreon.com/XL Tribe and go ahead and support your favorite brand. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the XL Tribesmen podcast. Today, I'm interviewing the, I want to call you famous so bad. The famous Brandon Madden. You know what? I don't know, and I want everyone else to know. Where are you from? Where are you born?
Oh, wow. So I was born in Houston, Texas.
Oh.
I lived all over the country. So I moved a lot growing up. My dad's a Hall of Fame football coach. So we picked up and moved around a lot. And I spent the majority of my time in Austin. So I finished up most of my schooling in Austin, Texas. And then, within about the past year and a half, I moved to Houston more recent. So
Oh, you're full-time Houston now.
I'm full-time Houston now. Yep.
Because there was a time where you were part-time Houston.
Exactly. I was part-time. I was back and forth. We have properties here in Houston. So I was working that business back and forth. My business partner, converted me. He's like, come full on Houston, bro. Come on down to the H to make it happen. Because I lived in Austin, I lived in Dallas for about 4 years before that. After spending more and more time here, I didn't need too much more convincing. So definitely made that move, and loving every bit of it.
Okay. All right. Well, I called him famous because if you have not seen this man, I need you to go Google Brandon Madden. I need you to go to Google, type in Brandon Madden, click on images, and boom, you're all welcome. Now you found famous Brandon Madden. I mean, you've been the last 2 years, it seems like. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like the pandemic has really like taken your career to like a whole nother level. Because I mean, there isn't any store that has Big and Tall that you can go into without seeing your face. And then you go on the internet and you see in your face. I mean,
Hey, you know what? God's been good, man. God's been good.
like,
I've truly been blessed to partner with a lot of great brands. I have a great, agencies that have been working on my behalf behind the scenes. Booking great opportunities and just building relationships and foundations with brands and whatnot. So I have been blessed to work with brands that I've looked up to for a long time and I've really wanted to collaborate with. So but that's just the start, man. That's just the start. I've got a lot
and to
more.
imagine this is one of the starting points.
I've been modeling, for some years previous to, the pandemic. I was probably I started like seriously modeling probably about 2 years before the pandemic started. So this is my fourth year.
It's been 4 years. It feels it
I
why does it feel
know.
longer?
I know.
Because I remember seeing you in the catalogs before I knew you. I remember seeing you in them. So
Yeah.
that's why I'm like, it feels like it's been way longer than that.
It feels like it. It's just, when I was in the catalogs and stuff, like everything happened really fast, to be honest with you. So, I started working with an agency. They, introduced me to the people at JCPenney's, met with them, sat down with them, did some test shoots with them, met with their producers and directors and photographers, and they fell in love with me. So from then on, I was one of their faces for Big and Tall, and that like really launched it. And from then on, just working with more and more brands, and then the past couple years, it's almost like, you pour gasoline on it, and it's just really, it just really went to another level. And then I'm not gonna lie, partnering with Rihanna's Savage Fenty put some serious gasoline. I mean, put it like a little, a rocket ship on that. So, like I said, I'm born in Houston, so it's all NASA over here. So yeah, rocket ship for sure.
Houston, we don't got no problems.
No, whatsoever.
So how did you get started? Like, how did you, like, what moment did you wake up and say, I think I can be a model. Let me do this. Like, or how did it happen for that matter?
Okay, we're gonna go back a little bit to high school.
Oh.
My senior year in high school, I was already playing football. I already signed my scholarship, all that kind of stuff. So I was going to play college ball, and I got asked to do a couple fashion shows in high school through the mall and a lot of the stores that are in the mall, and where some of the like remember Echo and some of the other bigger clothes back then. I think maybe it was South Pole. It was a few other brands. And I wore that stuff for like the 2Xs and stuff because they love my broad shoulders, chest, all that. And I was smaller then too, but I was still a lineman, so I was still a big guy, and I was in playing shape. But it started there, but I never really took it seriously, to be honest with you, because at the
Okay.
time it really wasn't big and tall models like it is today. It
Today.
was huge thing. So I didn't take it seriously. I went on to college, played football, went to school, pledged, all that kind of stuff. Fast forward to one of my best friends, his wedding. Two of my friends were getting married, and I was the best man. And I took some pictures in front of this huge, really beautiful waterfall in Austin, that the water went down into the Lake Travis. It was really, really beautiful. It was a beautiful backdrop. Had my tux on. And my mom actually took pictures of me in front of the waterfall, just some cool pictures, not thinking much of it. And it gained some traction on Instagram. Gained some
Oh.
traction. People were reaching out saying, hey, you should be a Big and Tall model. Hey, have you thought about modeling? Hey, brands and stuff. And a couple agencies were reaching out like, hey, we love your look. You should come in and this and that. And eventually I landed with Kim Dawson out of Dallas, because at the time I was living in Dallas. The rest is history from there. They introduced me to Kim Dawson. They introduced me to, quite a few brands there. Became one of the faces of Big and Tall for them. Started, wearing all their suits, Van Heusen, Michael Strahan, Shaq's collection, all that type of stuff. And it went from there.
Okay, so this literally wasn't even like something you was like. I find the story you mentioned though to be very a common thread between big and tall models. Like it's never really something you grow up thinking I'm gonna do. It's something that tends to find you in a way. I mean. To think that you post a photo on Instagram and someone finds you and say, I think you should do this, and then boom, your whole life changes. Like, you was just taking a photo a good picture and posting it.
Yeah, you know, I was just being me, you know, photogenic as I always am. I always kind of have been. I'll say this too, you know, I was somewhat familiar with the industry in general because, you know, from my background, you know, aside from the modeling piece, like, you know, I always had passion for acting. At that point, you know, I had done some acting. I had did some stunt work as well too. I was on the show Friday Night Lights with Michael B. Jordan.
Stunt work?
You know, I wasn't totally green to all that. So I've been on sets with, you know, with other, you know, major stars and celebrities and whatnot. You know, I did some stand-in work as well too. I did some football hits and stunt work. And then I also, at that time, was a voice actor. I already started doing voice acting. So I had worked with some agencies on, you know, getting my voice out there, getting some reels together, doing commercials, doing video games and that type of stuff. So I knew for me, and I have a broadcasting background as well too, you know, working with Fox Sports and different, you know, companies like that, calling football games, doing radio. So anything that has to do with a microphone, anything that has to do with a camera, I light up. I mean, that's just how I've always been. So I love being on camera, love being in front of the microphone. I love interacting with people. So I just looked at modeling as being on another stage, you know, either being
it's another stage with another camera.
Exactly. Or even in sports, you know, I shine on the football field. I just looked at it like another arena. So.
Okay. So from that, so let's follow the timeline, Ben. So you get discovered by Kim Dawson, you get introduced to JCPenney. Mm-hmm. What's your reaction the first time you see yourself in the catalog? Like, what do you, like?
Oh, wow. Butterflies, man. It was awesome. It literally was awesome. I was super geeked. I think I took some, I definitely took some video of it. I mean, like, I remember it came into the mail, and I'm just flipping through the pages. It's literally a picture of myself, like, right next to Shaq and stuff like that. So I'm suited up, booted up, you know, looking clean. And, you know, I'm on one page, Shaq's on the next page. And honestly, I didn't even know it was out until I had people reaching out to me on Facebook, you know, Instagram, saying, like, hey, we saw you on JCPenney. Oh my gosh, we didn't know you were a model. And, you know, I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, where is this at? And then I got people sending me pictures of the catalogs and like stuff on the website, because the thing as a model is you'll shoot a job, but you have no clue when it's coming out.
No clue. Like no clue.
Zero. So sometimes, you know, like a producer or something like that will let you know, like, hey, this is for fall, you know, fall, winter stuff, or hey, this is for springtime. So you have like an idea of when it's coming out, like roughly, but you don't get any type of notification. No one hits you up. No one's saying, you know, hey, we're going to drop this on Wednesday. Like, no. Brands do what they do. So it's plenty of time. It still happens. I don't know when my work is out there. Literally, I have people hitting me up and say, hey, we saw a big poster of you in Kohl's in the retail store. I was like, really? Send me a picture. And they send me a picture. I'm like, wow, that's great. Like, I didn't know. You know,
yeah,
so it's
that's how it goes.
That's all right, you know.
Oh, so you was just as excited as everybody else was.
Oh yeah. I mean, here's the deal, like, I'm excited every time. Like, to me, it's all blessings. To me, it's exciting that I'm getting more exposure. I'm, you know, focused to, you know, on building my brand. And, you know, giving that, you know, visual to, you know, other young models, especially, you know, your big and tall guys, your plus size people, your ex athletes that, you know, hey, you can do it too. You know, I'm a big guy, but I'm not, you know, I don't have a six pack. You know, I'm not, you know, a bodybuilder or anything like that, but I can still model. You know, someone this size, your size, can still model. You can do this. And I think, you know, going back to your previous point of a lot of big and tall models or even curve models didn't grow up, you know, aspiring for this because there wasn't a foundation for it. there wasn't the ground laid. I wasn't looking through magazines and seeing myself in it. I saw Tyson Bedford. That's as close as it could get, seeing a black man, you know, on the cover of major magazines, you know, doing, you know, Dior and, you know, all these other big brands, you know, all the fragrances and stuff. Like, that was huge, you know, seeing someone like him do it. But we had never seen a football player do it, someone built like me. Not at all. And the thing is, too, it was already hard enough to shop in the malls and in the stores because your size isn't there. So that was never
one more thing.
That was never a realistic reality for us.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So yeah. You get the catalog in the mail. So when you get back, so how much? Okay. So you're in the catalog of JCPenney's and you're doing that, I'm guessing, for a while. Then yeah. What was the next? Because catalog, see, people don't know that catalog and social are different things.
Right.
Because I didn't know this either, that there are two different types of entities. Because I learned that people look at print differently than they look at social media influencers. So I feel like in 2022, like, the things are starting to become a little more one, because people you see on, like, modeling on social, now you also see them on billboards in Times Square. You see them on the big posters in Kohl's. So what was the transition? Because when you were doing it, there were two different things. So, like, right. what was the transition from doing print to, like, doing more social things with your brand? Because I feel like that was the thing I noticed in 2020, 2021, 2022, well, going forward with you, that there started to become a shift. And I started to see you on digital just as much as I was seeing you on print. Mm-hmm. What was the difference? Or when did that shift happen?
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways to look at it. So, you know, one way, when you talk about print, at Auto, when you get booked with a client, it's a thing called usage that's there. They tell you what you're booking and what it's for. So, you know, of course,
the young models.
What's that?
Educate the young models.
Yeah, definitely. There's a piece that's usage there, and there's a description on it that your agent should let you know, or, you know, whoever you're booking through, or, you know, whatever breakdown that you've received on the job should tell you, you know, along with your day rate, and also, you know, locations, time frame, and what it's for. So it'll let you know in the description that, hey, this is for print, this is for catalog, this is for internet, you know, this is for social and what have you. So, and then there's also a piece that's like letting you know what the usage is and the time frame. Like, this is usage for 6 months, this is usage for 12 months, and they have to also pay you for that as well. So for myself and, you know, other models that are like myself, when we go in and shoot, we know that when we shoot, it's gonna be, a lot of times, it's gonna be everywhere. So when I shoot for print, you know, I know that's either, you know, it's going to be on a billboard, or it's going to be, it's also going to be on their website too. And a lot of times it's going to be on their social media also. So they're just now just spreading it across the board, you know, but it's got to
be. So that was the difference before. Before, you were only being booked for one thing. Now they're,
right,
one photo gets used across all the spectrums.
Exactly, but that's got to be in the usage. So if it's telling you, hey, this is only for print, or this is only for catalog, then I expect it to only see on catalog. And keep in mind, this is a digital world now. So yes, people receive catalogs in the mail, there are catalogs in the retail stores and stuff, but I mean, now catalog is internet now. It's basically their website. It's web at this point. So it's just all those little pictures that when you're scrolling through a website and you're seeing these different outfits and these different clothing items, I mean, that's catalog.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm expecting to see that kind of everywhere. But if it's on social and they say it's only for catalog, then it's like, okay, well, I need to be paid for social. That's a different price. You see, if it's not listed, we need to talk about that. I need to get that bag. I need to get that check, sir, ma'am. I need that. So
you gotta let the people know.
You got to come with the coins. Exactly.
See, I knew you were just going to drop gems. I just knew it.
Like I had a brand, I have a brand recently reach out to me that I did a photo shoot with. And, you know, they reached out again and say, hey, we want to put your pictures in our stores. You know, I said, okay, great. You know, and then negotiated a rate for the pictures I already took for them to pay me usage for that time frame. So I received, and I didn't do any more work. This is something I had shot months previous, but the description didn't read, you know, for billboards in stores. It said internet.
So now you want to take me off the internet and bring me to the real world. You got to pay me again.
Exactly. Hey, it's gems out here, guys. It's gems out here. You know, don't get played. Another thing, Miles, if you see yourself in places that wasn't in your descriptions or you didn't sign up for, you need to reach out to them and get that check. Either they need to take your pictures down, they need to take your image and likeness down, or they need to pay you for it. So don't let people reuse your stuff and you not give consent, or you not get paid for it, period.
What he said, because I'll tell you this. I've, for the longest time as a photographer, I've been asking myself a question. I always feel like my photos, I want them to have, I used to call it another life.
Okay.
And now I think I have a definition for it. I definitely want my photos to have multiple usage, because I feel like I have this stockpile. This is 5 years of amazing photos that, like, people have seen, but you know how social media is. Like, after your ninth post, ain't nobody scrolling that far.
Right.
Unless they're doing research. But other than that, like, everybody going back there. So, like, that photo doesn't basically lives and die on Instagram. And I've been asking myself, I want my photos to have another life. And I think it just hit me. I'm going to start shopping my photos to... You just gave me some ideas today.
Hey, man, that's what it's all about. The creative juices are flowing, you know, and great ideas come from that. Kirkland, I also want to mention, too, I mentioned a second ago, I said there's one way of doing it. When it comes to looking at your usage and all that, the other way to cap off your question is people, you've got social media influencers or you've got Instagram models, and then they end up getting into print or what have you. Those are people that, you know, build up their Instagram following or their social media following to a different level, to where they have associated themselves with the brand so much to the point to where the brand is like, we want you to be one of the faces of our brand. Yeah. So that's another avenue. If you're not coming in the traditional route of modeling, you can go social media influencer and then work out brand deals and then be one of the primary faces or the friend of a brand. And get compensated that way as well, and be on the billboards and be in commercials or what have you. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So now you are in print. So, I mean, now you went from print. Do you still do print work?
Yeah, I do all the above.
Oh, okay. So now it's just everything.
It's everything now. It's all out there now. So I'll say this, it's kind of getting the mindset of if you're working with a brand or if you're modeling for a brand, I've had some conversations, behind the scenes with some other models and stuff, other creators as well. I say if you're modeling for a brand and you're on their website, you're on their you're in their catalog and what have you. Why wouldn't you bridge that gap into social? Because yes, if the usage is right, they can post that same picture on their social, but it's like, why not be an influencer for the same brand? If you're good enough to be the face of a brand as a model and wear their clothing and this and that, why wouldn't you be able to balance that out and be a brand ambassador for the same brand? So,
I think what you just did was give the people a way to get two bags from one job. Y'all better catch this. Y'all better catch this. All right, so.
don't worry, I'm gonna charge you after this, Kirkland, for all these gems I'm
Yeah,
dropping. Hey, we gotta get back, right? Everybody's like
well.
bag, so
Wow. All right, just don't add tax on it.
oh, you good, you good.
So, I want you to tell the people about this photo. This famous photo that went all around the internet.
With the red silkies on, the red silky draws. Yeah, it's kind of like the shot heard around the world. That's the picture that everybody saw. That picture everybody saw. Different countries. The Dominican, Brazil, Europe. Yeah, I got a lot of feedback on that. I gotta tell you that Savage Fenty shoot was a fun shoot. It was really fun. Believe it or not, I actually shot that in my home. There was a lot of it was a COVID protocols going on, and at the time, they weren't doing too many shoots in their LA studio. So what they did was they went ahead and sent out the clothing and photographers, the whole deal. And we actually did that shoot via Zoom. So we had the producers
They
literally
what?
on they had my they, we had my laptop out. And the producers were on Zoom real time as we were shooting. And the photographer, Diabe, who did a phenomenal job, he's based out of Dallas. He was doing a live link up to where they could see the pictures real time being shot. And
They what?
They're looking through the pictures as we're shooting, and they're like, okay, try from that angle, or look at this. Oh, that's great. Oh no, that's fire. Oh, that's phenomenal. We're gonna love that. And they're just literally like giving me feedback in real time. Yeah, man, the wonders of technology now.
I feel so behind. Can someone tell me what this technology is? Tell me later after the show. I want to know what that is. Like, that's fire.
Yeah. I
Like,
mean, it
see,
was
I didn't
literally.
even know that story. I knew all the other stuff, but I know that story.
Yeah, it was
That's
literally
dope.
Zoom. We zoomed it up. It was a few execs on the call. It was a producer. It was also the stylist as well. They were all there, and we did a whole stylist, situation beforehand, making sure everything looked right, everything was where it needed to be. And then we started shooting, and they're uploading it real time. They're able to see it as we're shooting, and they're able to give their feedback and comments on the spot, and we gave them everything that they wanted. And they were very, very, very pleased.
That is dope. That was even more of a story than I thought I was gonna get. Oh my God. Okay,
And then the
so
beautiful.
that was a series. You did a few different shoots during this time. And
Different drops.
so,
We did different drops. Yeah.
yeah. And yeah, because
Most.
they dropped at different intervals.
Yeah, most of it surrounding, like the beginning of the year and around the Valentine's Day push. I think Miguel had his little signature line with Savage Fenty. Yeah, it was all the red,
Yes.
black and red stuff, him and his wife at the time. So yeah, it was a great push. It was a lot of fun. Got a lot of traction on that, a lot of attention. And it was just fun. They're great to work with. They're a great team over there. We got some more stuff cooking soon. So yeah.
See, that's what I like to see. I like to see. I like that's why I like asking the question about Instagram photos, because I mean not Instagram photos, but photos that I see of people on IG, because I really want people to understand that, like, when you see a photo, just know there's always a story, number one. Number two, it was I didn't just snap this photo one time. Because I really want people to understand the work models do.
Now, we had to get, the right angles, the right lighting. We had to make sure the time of day was right because of where the sun was rising at and setting and moving around throughout the shoot. Based on, all the windows and all that kind of stuff. And again, Diabe, his name is Diabe Saleh, he's phenomenal. He did a great job with, directing and this and that. He's like, hey, let's try it in this room. Let's go in the kitchen and do here. Let's go in the living room by the couch, in the different direction. So it was definitely a full-blown shoot, but I mean, we didn't have to take that many shots per, per look. I mean, your boy knocked him out pretty quick.
Oh, he's saying he's a professional.
Four, five is done. Like you got, three or four fire ones within that five. I mean, so yeah.
Tell me you're a professional without telling me you're professional. That's what that was. All right, so you've leveraged that, moved into social. So I know that you are very passionate about all the levels of acting, voice acting and actually acting. So have you been, how has that been since this, because modeling is blowing up and still is. So like, do you want to get back into that? Are you putting most of your time into this?
So modeling's been blowing up, so I've given that, I've given that, all my efforts and pushing that heavy with the modeling piece, brand ambassadorship, working hand in hand with brands on that, on the social side as well too. So, working on getting more brand deals, and really finding brands that match well with who I am as a person. So
That's
what I'm trying
important.
now is, be more and more active on social media, doing more reels, more TikToks and stuff, so people get more of a feel of my personality, who I really am on the other side of the lens, instead of just, a good looking picture or, a little bit of video here and there. I've really been focused on doing more lives and, answering people's questions, talking more about modeling, relationships, dating stuff, entrepreneur stuff as well. I'm really passionate, about, financial literacy, and wealth building and that type of stuff too. So, I try to lend as much advice and information as I possibly can based off of my experiences and, all the things that I've learned in corporate America and also in real estate. And then of course, in the, entertainment world too.
Okay, so
Comes acting side, I'm still acting, I'm still doing, since the pandemic, all that stuff had, did a screech halt. Everything stopped. So that was, devastating on that. And then they started, utilizing, your go-to meetings and Zooms and Teams and that kind of stuff. So we started doing more, video submissions, from where you were living at. You didn't have to be in LA or in Hollywood to do it. So I was in a lot of video submissions that way, video auditions, I did quite a bit of auditions for different commercials, TV shows like on HBO, different things like that. So consistently being and
we might see we might see Brandon on the screen on the TV screen.
that's what we're working on right now. So I got another acting coach. So like I'm dead serious on that. And I think both of them can work hand in hand very well.
Yep.
And I want to really leverage and utilize, reels and, little short stories and that kind of stuff too, to really, display more of my acting skills as well.
I think Reels is a good way to really like push, like let the people know you got actual acting chops, 'cause people don't know how hard them reels are to create, okay? That I ain't see.
Hey, let them know, Kirk, 'cause I spent quite a bit of time editing one of those videos. I think it was my year anniversary with Savage 50. That took a minute. I'm not an editing expert here.
Oh, wait, you did the voiceover.
Before, but that stuff, yeah, that took me a minute to get all the timing right for the different songs and when the beat hits and then all the clips. I know some girls, they're like really, they're like TikTok fiends. They're masters to that thing. So I don't know, maybe I need to get an assistant. I need to get a intern something, because that takes up a lot of my time, like trying to, get all that organized and set where it needs to be.
Yeah, it does take a while. People editing, first of all, editing's a whole other beast. I was talking about, first of all, creating like hello. Like I'm trying to think of like those with like actually doing the reel is one whole task.
All
Then
that.
editing's another whole task. Why you think people be mad when they do all this work and they post it and only two people like it? Because I did this for like 10 hours.
Exactly. I mean, you're really, it's a labor of love. You're really putting your heart and soul and sweat and tears in it. And when you get two likes, I mean, it do hurt. I mean, you're doing it for yourself. But yeah, so it's hard out here for creatives, it's hard out here for creatives, but there's no better time, on in the world or in history to do this stuff. There's no better time the way technology is set up now, the platforms, all the different apps. It's easier than ever before to create your own content.
Listen, the things I see people making money from on the internet, I just need y'all to know. Listen, if y'all want to be a model, this is the time. This is it. The time is now. Do not second guess yourself. I don't care how insecure you are. Put yourself out there because this is literally the time.
Definitely.
So you've been doing. So I'm excited to know we might see you on the on the TV screen. That's some exciting shit.
Yeah, I mean, we got a hey, so nothing's on nothing signed yet, but just hope.
Y'all send one up for my boy Brandon so he can get picked
Please,
up.
or possible.
So that was gonna be my next question actually, like what you got cooking, but you kind of dropped a
Yeah,
little. A little
yeah,
hint.
yeah, yeah. I've got commercials and stuff that I've been working on, and auditioning, working towards, and all that. I booked a last year. I booked a commercial with AT&T DirecTV and the NFL. That was a lot of fun. We shot eight commercials with Patrick Mahomes. Excuse me. It was yeah. It was. It was no. It was six commercials with Patrick Mahomes and the six commercials with Dak Prescott. So that was a lot of fun,
So
kicking
we're
with
gonna
those guys.
see that this NFL.
Yeah, it's been playing. It's been playing this during this season. Like it was for NFL Sunday Ticket. So yeah, it was a lot of fun doing that. And then just again working on, you're always booking, you're always working, you're always auditioning. Like, you know, people wonder why, you know, actors and actresses get so emotional and stuff when they hit the big screen or they have a really big commercial or a national commercial, that kind of stuff, because people don't see the work that goes on in the background. That in order for you to get that one booking, you literally went through 100 auditions.
Yep, the saying is true. You get 100 no's for one yes.
I'm not even talking about like that particular booking. I'm talking about you've been through hundreds of auditions to get that win. You had hundreds of L's before you got that one W. You
Wow.
know, because you're auditioning for this, you're auditioning for that, you're reading these lines, you're memorizing this, and then go ahead and doing it, and then they call you in, then you go do it in front of directors and producers and stuff. Then they do another callback, and then they do another callback. You know, then you're like, okay, they want to put you on hold, and you know, they want to hold your schedule for that, you know, week or whatever. And then last minute, then they're like, oh no, you know, we're gonna release the hold, we're gonna go with someone else. Or it's between you and one other person, and you're like, oh, I'm actually gonna get this one. And then nope, they go with the other person, and
They
you're
go with
like,
one person.
oh yeah. Yeah, it's a roller coaster, but you got to be able to keep your emotions in check, because it's part of the business. And here's the other thing too. It's not even always about you. It's not even about if you did a good job or didn't do a good job. It's all about the producers and the director's vision for that person in that particular role. Like in my head, I think this guy is the role that I have in my head. Like this guy fits this role, you know. And it's like Brandon, like for example, they might have you pictured in their head. They have Kirkland pictured in their head. Like I want someone like Kirkland, and I come in and read, and they're like, you do a great job, but you're not what I have in my head. I have Kirkland in my head, and
Yeah,
I'm
so it's not that you're not good, it's
right.
that you're not the vision.
Right. And once you get that through your head, then it'll roll down your back a lot easier. Like it won't bother you as much. You won't take it personally, you know. And the other times you probably were a good fit, you just didn't have the best audition you've ever had either. So that plays a part in it too. So you're trying to figure out, you know, the middle ground on, you know, what it was. Either way, you just give your best and give your all every time you do it.
Okay, I feel like the people got enough for free. Anything after this is on me. They got enough. Cut, that's it. Cut, print, beautiful guys. Thank you. Everybody go home. Tell the people, first of all, where they can find you. Because the people need to see where the people need to find you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm active on social media. You can find me at B Madden 59 on all platforms. Instagram, Facebook is Brandon J Madden. Twitter at B Madden 59, TikTok at B Madden 59, all those platforms.
Oh, you're on TikTok. I didn't know.
I finally see I got posted. I finally got a TikTok account. So
Oh, did you just get on the wave like
I just got on the
recently?
I'll be honest with you, I was resisting it a little bit. I was
I
resisting.
resisted it for a long
I did
time.
not want to be a TikToker. I did not. But the way the algorithms are going now with, you know, Instagram and Reels and all that stuff, it's inevitable. It's inevitable. The amount of views that you get doing a reel or doing a TikTok and all that, I mean, it's trumping your pictures, it's trumping everything you ever did before. Like I literally saw the shift, like in my likes and my engagement on my social media, like definitely took a hit, because I wasn't doing reels, I wasn't doing TikToks, I wasn't doing those type of videos, and my engagement dropped. And I was like, what's going on? I'm still doing what I normally do. I'm dropping a picture here and it's not getting the same kind of engagement it was getting, you know, a month ago or whatever. And I'm like, what's going on? I dropped straight fire on y'all. Like, what's going on?
And y'all was just like, y'all act like that wasn't hot.
Y'all had to like, that was basic. You act like that was regular. That wasn't regular. That was some good stuff. Like, I was ready to, like, I came in here and just dropped it, like, boom. Like, real, real cool, like, real clean, like, and it was like, I felt like damn near crickets. I was like, that's all y'all got? But y'all don't mess with Be Mad no more? Like, what? But then I saw what they were doing. I'm seeing, you know, a bunch of views and stuff. So, okay, all right. So you have to be able to navigate the social media world. So, yeah, you can catch me on all platforms, Be Madden 59, and also my website, BrandonJMadden.com. Okay. You can catch me. And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does the 59 stand for?
It's my old football number, 59. So that was my old jersey number. It was my dad's jersey number when he played ball. And, yeah, I wanted to be just like my dad, so I copied him. And, you know, that's kind of how that goes, you know, fathers and sons. So, and then my brother did the same thing, too. So it's just that's our family number. Madden 59 is what it is. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your clearly busy schedule.
Hey, I can always take time for XO Tribe, for sure.
I mean, between acting and voice acting and real estate and modeling, how do you sleep?
Not much. I mean, I get a little bit of time. You know, I average about 5 hours. You know, it's not the greatest, but I feel like it's like the normal entrepreneur grind, you know. When you're busy and you have a lot going on and you have to, you know, take care of your emails, take care of your phone calls, you know, doing video calls like this and whatnot throughout your day, podcast interviews and all that. I feel like in my evenings is when things are a little more quieter. Mm-hmm. And that's the time that I can actually be creative and think of new ideas, new reels, or just different business opportunities just kind of start dropping in my brain. And I'm like, oh, I can do this. I can do this. I need to do this. And I can really start doing that. But throughout the day is so much movement. I don't have time to be creative like I want to at those times. That's but
actually very funny you say that, because people think I'm crazy because my time to create is between 11 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I create the most. Like, I do more work in those 2 hours than most people do in a whole day.
Because I believe
it's like I can turn everything and everyone off, mm-hmm, and just focus in. It's a level, right, of focus that I can't replicate any other time of the day.
Well, you don't have anywhere else to be. Typically, you know, at those hours, like, you're not
having any obligations. That's what it is.
Your phone's not blowing up the same way as it is during the daytime. You don't have as many errands to run. You know, you're not being summoned in the same way as you are and have to be responsible for others, you know, as you are during the day. But that time at night when most people wind down, I wind down a little bit, you know, and you know, that's when my creativeness comes out. You know, I might smoke a hookah or something like that. And then I'm just like, okay. I'm vibing out just some nice R&B. And I'm like, okay. And I get on my computer and start going, or I start writing out a plan. And yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for agreeing to do this interview with me. And
yeah, people, of course.
You go find him everywhere at BeMadden59. And when you do, just make sure you click the like button and the subscribe button and the follow, yes, button and all the buttons that's going to help BeMadden blow up. Because y'all need to see him on every screen that there is a screen to be screened.
Exactly. I'm trying to be in another screen.
Huh?
So I'm trying to be on another screen near you, you know, so, you know, for everybody out there.
All right.